Hello and welcome to
the Bus Factor, I think we call it.
That's what it's called. Brand new name. Heard it here today. You heard it first.
Yeah.
The Bus Factor. We're rebranding from Risky Bus to the Bus Factor.
Risky Bus. I love it.
Risky Bus. I like it too. It's good. Holy shit, your writing's massive.
Yeah. Your writing's far too small.
How is it too small? I can read it.
Yeah. Well, lucky you can read it.
Good. That last one is actually like real. I think I spelled it wrong as well. Oh no, it's just ugly.
Pooh's World?
Pooh's World.
Pooh's World.
That's it. You got it. How are you? How was your week?
I don't know. I've had major surgery.
They finally removed that extra nipple?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it major. No, I've got some teeth in my pocket. You want some teeth?
I think everyone saw them on the stream before, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not in the video, though. So I won't do it again.
Oh, I see. So you didn't want to keep it, like, recorded for all of time or anything?
Well, it's recorded for 3 weeks on Twitch.
Yeah.
But, what, look, you're changing things again.
No, carry on. Sorry, I was changing the levels because mic was a little bit quieter.
All right.
I'm not, like, adjusting anything in Ableton.
Oh, yeah, Gene was here last week, so we changed some stuff.
I'm guessing you turned her microphone up real loud.
Yeah, she didn't know how to...
Yeah, she's got shitty mic technique. Hold it like it's a gun pointed at the back of your throat.
Do you know most people have shitty mic technique?
I do.
Roomba keeps on pushing this away.
Well, stop leaving shit where Roomba needs to go. Oh, yeah, we need a new vacuum for the new place we're renting.
Get a Roomba, mate.
I'm thinking about it, but there's a level down, right? And so what I was thinking is the level down actually is 100% tile and lino.
Get two Roombas.
Yeah, so I was thinking that. But the problem is the laundry has a slight lip up. So I was like, okay, my options are...
Roomba can make it over there.
Nah, it's too big for Roomba.
I
know what Roomba will do. Roomba will go up, get stuck, and be like, help.
Oh, yeah, like at my place.
Help.
He nearly made it out the front door.
But then he got scared.
He's like, oh my God, there's an edge both sides. Oh.
It's kind of funny when Roomba gets stuck.
If he didn't go downstairs, I was worried.
Yeah, you do get scared. Well, I get scared at least.
Yeah, so, yeah, you weren't here last week.
No, was there anything good?
What? Oh, yeah, you were in B-Sides. How was B-Sides?
Good. So the two things, well, there's lots of things I liked, you know. The venue was fucking fabulous. It was, I think, my favorite conference venue I've ever been to. So that wasn't just, like, the fact it was at a nice venue, but, like, they actually did a good job of running it and everything. So... There was enough room for seats during the main fit. They didn't sell out, so there was like that was good. They had like a chill out area where you could actually chill. There was like a few villages going on. It was like big enough. It was air conditioned. There was enough room. A battery from I heard an e-bike exploded.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So smoke, we were all like, sitting there,
and people got like smoke inhalation.
Yeah, a few people got treated for smoke inhalation. We were sitting out like kind of in the chill area, and hear the boop, boop, boop. I think it was that one. It could have been a different one. Was that what the one it made? Yeah. We were like, is that an alarm? Boop, boop.
Mate, we can do this live.
What, by setting a fire?
Yeah.
But then we were like, no one's really doing anything. And we looked at the volunteers, and the volunteers were like, is that an alarm? And we're like, is that an alarm? And then the people who were at the venue were like, is that an alarm? And so...
I love how when emergencies happen, people just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like...
Did you know, actually, the reason for a fire alarm isn't... Most people think it's so that everyone knows there's a fire. It's actually not for that. There's a serious experiment you can do. You get, like, four people... And you put them in a room and you tell them, it's an experiment to see what colors you see, whatever the fuck. And then you literally light a fire somewhere that they can see it. Or like, you blow smoke towards them.
Yeah.
And they ignore it. They're like, they look around and everyone kind of looks around and everyone's like, and they just carry on what they're doing. Right? But then if you set a fire alarm off, they're like, oh, we have to leave. So it's this weird thing where, what do you reckon is more likely? If you see... smoke everywhere.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Is that more likely or less likely to be a fire than a fire alarm going off? What do you reckon?
If I saw a fire, I would...
That's pretty good indication there's a fire, right? You can see a fire. You can see smoke from a fire. That's pretty good indication of fire, right? We are live. I guess everyone knew that.
Well, no, it's because that week that we had no sound.
Okay, so you're just making sure everyone knows. Yeah. It does show up here, so I did check that. Yeah, but turns out people kind of like fire alarm is better confidence of fire than literally seeing a smoky thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that exploded and that was fun. We eventually went out. Yeah, venue was amazing. Talks are real good. You know what?
What was your favorite talk?
Favorite talk? I think there was, I can't remember every talk, but one I really did enjoy was one on kind of like reversing the Wi-Fi on iOS. So they pulled off like some, you know, they, you know, got the firmware images, pulled out the firmware. That tree's still there. Did you add a tree or are you talking about something specific? Is Hugh going to like mess up a tree? Are you going to break a tree? Oh, you're checking out the bus. Okay, you want to count them up again? Okay. Yeah, the there's a tree here. It sucks.
I reckon you might get counted up twice. Oh, not that one.
Whoa, what a noob. Learn to bus, man. Where was I? Oh, yeah, there's one about, like, iOS Wi-Fi chip reversing. It's pretty good.
Oh, hey, NS Heresy.
But the other thing was that I didn't realize until I went to that... Have you realized how non-technical conferences are these days?
Yeah, I've found that.
I'm like, I go to a conference and I'm like, okay, there's like one technical talk. The rest were like not technical.
Yeah, I find conferences better for networking these days.
I mean, I get that, but also I just really enjoyed that B-Sides actually had technical content. Like, so the last conference I went to before this was B-Sides Melbourne a few weeks before that. And it's not, I don't think B-Sides Melbourne's a bad conference, but I do think it was so wildly different to B-Sides Canberra in terms of content. B-Sides Melbourne was almost entirely soft talks. And I know people don't like the term soft. I'm happy to replace that with whatever you want. Non-technical, I guess.
Yep.
Or if they were technical, they were real light on the technical. So it was real nice to have that. So overall, good conference. I liked it. Go back next year.
Fair enough.
What about you? How did you enjoy not being at B-Sides Canberra?
Not being at B-Sides Canberra. A lot of shit happened.
Quiet office.
Yeah, quiet office. Yeah, there was like no one here. Then,
dude, only four of us went to B-Sides Canberra. That's less than half the office.
I think there was still just like no one here.
Yeah, just for other reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, there's only like five of us in the office. So, yeah. So it is like after five.
Yeah, what else?
There was that shit on Friday.
There was that shit on Friday.
Just kind of brush over that. Look how close that van is to that car. Oh, you missed it, but
oh yeah, I did. Kind of
see that. My god, it's the police! Fuck the police! Fuck the police! What's that? Why are you blowing? What's that mean? Is that like you're so nervous you're blowing into the microphone?
Yeah, mate. I'm not meant to blow at the moment. Blow or suck.
Six. Like, you know, but really, you're not meant to blow when you've had your wisdom teeth out. I don't know if we actually mentioned that Hugh had his wisdom teeth out.
You want some teeth?
That's why he thinks. That's why he thought for so long that Exorcist was a real bug because his wisdom teeth were messed up, and so he had no wisdom.
I still think it's a real bug.
Yeah, I know. So now he's got no wisdom teeth. He thinks it's a real bug. why aren't you allowed to blow? What's the reason behind that?
Well, I guess I am now because of those like plug things.
That makes you not allowed to blow?
Yeah, when you blow, it creates like pressure differences and whatnot. Same as when you suck.
Huh. Okay.
But now it's out, so. Yeah.
It's weird. I guess that's fine. I've never really thought about.
Well, I mean, they didn't specifically say not to blow, but I blew a couple of times and it hurt. I'm like, right, won't do that.
Oh, well, fair enough. I guess that's as good a reason as any not
and
to do
like
it.
And like spitting out toothpaste, I'm kind of just like open my mouth and just
dribble it out. Give it a little bit of a rinse, but not too vigorous.
Oh, yeah, like the first 2 days, I was just like put the mouthwash stuff they gave and just like held it there. Like you're not meant to swish it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, this feels weird.
Did they give you like a bit of a clean before you did it so that like you wouldn't have to brush as much?
I don't know, mate. I was fucking high.
Yeah, fair enough. It's like when you go to the doctor and you're like, doctor, it hurts when I do this. And the doctor's like, well, stop fucking doing it. Don't do that anymore then. Is your body trying to tell you not to do that?
Yeah, it was a weird experience. Because I was being high. I was apparently awake, but I cannot remember anything of it.
Yeah, because I think a lot of anesthesia, a lot of anesthetics, however you say it, like that kind of thing, it's really just a memory inhibitor. It makes you not remember it. You're actually awake through it.
Yeah.
Although have you heard about those people who wake up during surgery and are conscious of everything but can't move, and they have to experience their surgery while they can't do anything? And imagine if you did move during your surgery.
Well, when my wife got her wisdom teeth out, she was awake.
Yeah.
And like halfway through, she kind of got up and like kind of looked at the tray next to her, and then looked at me, and they thought like something. She was like worried.
Yeah.
And then like afterwards she was like, no, I just wanted to see how much blood there was. I felt like there would be heaps. Like they were just drilling.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're still able to move on that anesthesia, right? They just tell you not to. They're like, stay still.
My one have no idea.
Okay. You don't know if you would have been able to move or not.
Literally the last thing I remember before is them fucking around with my IVs.
What about if like there's a fire?
I'm like fucking high on my phone, like,
nice.
When wife came in and she was just like, you were just real attached to your phone, and the messages I sent, man,
them, they're the ones that were just egging lip. You were just mashing the keyboard over and over, and then like five times in you'd get out a word, you'd be like, I'm high or something.
Well, it's like I wrote something, then I was like, that's not what I wanted to write, so I tried to write it again. That's still not what I want to write. Write it again. I'm like, oh, it's kind of, they'll work it out. They'll work it out.
You're looking at just like EJQF37HHH. You know, at the time, that seemed like I was saying, I'm done now.
Yeah.
I get that when you're drunk. Or I don't know if you get it, but if I'm like quite drunk, which I don't get drunk often, and I try and write a message and I write it, and it's not till I get to the end of the message, I'm like, that is not even close to the thing I need to send. But yeah, and then you have to like real concentrate. Ugh. All
right, should we get on to some news? It's already been like quarter of an hour.
Let's do bus news, because we like there's no InfoSec news this week.
Yeah,
there's
another slow week.
Yeah, it's a very slow week. Come on, hackers.
Yeah.
Gather around and share the software.
This doesn't affect you directly, but it does indirectly.
You be
rates are going up, mate.
Yeah, but they haven't confirmed it yet, right? Like, there was a proposal put forward that was rejected.
No, I'm pretty sure they... 16%
increase?
6.5.
There was a proposal to put it up by 16%, and it got rejected.
Oh, right. Last I heard was 6.5. But, like, in some regions, it was higher. So, yeah, I think actually 16 was, like, Wellington Central.
Fuck me, man. That's a big, like, increase.
Yeah, a couple hundy for us, I think.
Why have you got no fucking chairs near your desk? I'm so tired.
There's one over there.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Just go roll over.
Advantages of having, like, super long cords, right? It's like, you know, long cords are one of those things that when I don't need them, I'm like, fucking long cords, I hate them. And then when I do need them, I'm like, oh, nice, long cords.
But yeah, rates are going up.
Yep.
The reasoning behind it.
Well, among other things.
Among other things. So there was just an inflation that they were going to accompany for.
So like 3% or something, right?
Yeah, they had to go above that.
Yep.
And the reasons for that was that they could fix the bus network.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, right? You're like, huh, that...
Yeah, you guys fucked it up. We have to pay for it. And you're still going to be the people in charge of fixing it.
Yeah, and it's not like the rates went down when they saved all the money from moving to a shitty system, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I fucking... Yeah, it does grind my gears. It does grind my gears.
Well, they made a shitty system, but they still had to spend, like, heaps on it. Because to tear down all the existing bus stops because they weren't good enough.
Yeah. So it didn't save the money.
They're still putting them up, like fucking 7-8 months later.
Get those hubs, right? Get those hub boys.
Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of hubs, buses are actually stopping and waiting at hubs now.
Oh, yeah. So I did hear this. I heard it once. I didn't hear it often.
I've heard a couple of experiences in the last week.
Oh,
so like
there must be like a new policy or something.
No, last week they had a council meeting. And one of the outcomes of that was like, yeah, we need to like try and improve our connection times, and like one of the things we'll do is make sure the buses actually stop.
Yeah,
this is something that they implemented 7 months after they changed the system.
Hello, friend.
Hello,
friend. Yeah, so the issue for those unaware of the wars in Wellington is... Yeah,
I suppose people don't live in Wellington.
True, but yeah. They were like, let's implement a system where, you know, the buses will meet like trains in the night at a stop and they'll exchange passengers and carry on. Yeah, you know how it is. But the issue is one bus turns up early, drops off passengers, is meant to pick up people from another bus and doesn't and just leaves. And so anyone who was on the other bus hoping to transfer to, I don't know, get to work on time has to wait like another hour for the next bus to come.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a bit of an issue, little bit of an issue. Could be more of an issue, could be less of an issue, but it sounds good that they're fixing
it. There has been confirmation on the streets that people are on buses or have seen buses waiting.
That's good. That's
good. Which is, wow, like. This is something they could have done, like, maybe a week.
Yeah, it does sound very trivial to implement, like, doesn't it? Hey, should we make the buses work how they're designed? don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, and they, like, didn't apply any penalties to them until October or something. Yeah. So, like, 4 months in, because they wanted to make sure they, like, focused on driving, which I'm not sure they focused on.
They didn't even
driving.
Do that. They fucked up heaps. Liam, WTF. Yeah. Got any info to use for us? We couldn't find much this week.
He doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. He might have some. We couldn't really find any here, so.
So the other big thing that Metlink are doing.
Yeah, okay.
They've admitted that they've made some mistakes.
Well, okay, that's actually a big change because they didn't before, right? Yeah. Taken them 7 months to be like, maybe we made a mistake.
So they're going to fix them.
Okay. Yeah.
So the same people that fucked it up are going to fix it for
us. Are they going to get 16% more money from things?
Oh,
from
not until like next year.
Still, yeah.
Or maybe that's, that's like in a month next year. Yeah, so they'll get...
Oh, because financial, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
They'll get some more money.
I was like, holy shit, did I just have a stroke? Is it December? What the fuck happened? I have forgotten many months.
One thing that they're going to do is they're going to consult with passengers.
That's groundbreaking. How did no one think of that?
You know what did 9 months and 8 months ago, they consulted with passengers.
And all the passengers.
You know what they
like,
did like 7 months ago after they changed all the bus system? They consulted with passengers.
Wait,
you know
did
what they?
They
did? Yeah, they said they did. They got people to send.
Yeah, but they ignored them, right?
Yeah,
everyone was like,
them.
This is bad.
But don't worry, they're consulting with passengers again and they're going to fix it because they admit that they were wrong. And
I do get annoyed about that one. It's like when a client is like, we do have the Facebook story coming up actually.
This is
the Ruby one as well.
Yeah, that's real blocking.
Yeah, it is blocking.
Look out the window.
It's like when a developer's like, oh, sorry for that trivial bug, it won't happen again. And then it happens again and they're like, oh, sorry about that trivial bug, it won't happen again. And you're like, well, and then you do it a third time and they're like, no, we've got all instances now. And you're like, no, you bad person. You can't just keep saying that you're not going to make that mistake again and keep making it again.
Yeah, like when I find XSS, I just know it's everywhere.
Yeah. It's like if this isn't being handled by your framework, then it's, yeah. I don't know if that analogy super works well for buses, but here we are, bus and InfoSec, so...
Maybe, but
I think unless, it's not enough to just say, we're going to consult now. You have to make some kind of organizational change that makes that consulting more effective.
Yeah, but don't worry, they've admitted they're wrong, and they're going to take consultations.
Well, that's better than before, because they weren't doing that before, were they? So
they've made a slight difference, but I don't know. We'll get to some facts and figures later. Do you want to talk about some tech stuff?
Okay, we got three on the list, one of which isn't actually related to InfoSec at all. Well, yep. The tiniest inkling. What's at the top there? Yeah, this... Oh, Jesus. Oh, golly, gosh.
What are you doing?
I dropped my phone, sorry. did you see that gnarly Rails bug?
Yeah, that was actually quite interesting.
It was weird. Did you read the write-up of it? Like, how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a pretty sweet bug. If you have a Rails website that uses like render file, like a Ruby thing, I guess, a Rails thing rather. I don't really know much about Ruby. And you don't whitelist the format that you pass in, or you don't explicitly pass in a format. So you can say like render this file, render it as HTML, or like render this file, render it as text. If you don't pass in anything, it will take the accept header from the user. So that way, if they're using an API, it'll render a JSON version, right? Because they're passing accept JSON. And if you're, you know, on HTML, it'll render an HTML version. The way that works internally is that it takes the accept header and passes that and kind of like parses it and gets the extension from it. And it's kind of like, well, HTML, try and find the HTML version of this file based on the accept header. If you put into the accept header two, like a file name and then two open curly brackets, the thing that parses it to be like, oh, I need to find the HTML version, I need to find this version, instead goes, oh, you want me to open /etc/password? Cool, bro. I'll do that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so it's real. It's one of those bugs where once you read the write-up, it's like, oh, that makes sense. It's ridiculous that it happened, but it makes sense. But before, you're like, wait. File disclosure from the accept header?
Yeah.
How?
So one thing I learned quite early on is headers can give you so much shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just some stuff that you just won't even expect. Like, you put it in a header.
The accept header, like, I just wouldn't think.
I think I've seen other stuff with accept headers before. Like, just
like buffer overflows occasionally. I've never seen like fucking file disclosure from an accept header before. I don't think so anyway.
I know. It's interesting.
Yeah, there is a lot of headers that are parsed in weird and mysterious ways.
This bus is going to that suburb, not in service.
They have a lot of buses going in Northern Service lately. I want to live there.
Look at it go. See, you're not.
Has someone
service?
Made that joke on Twitter yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a lot of my friends.
Okay. The NS route, NIS route.
Yeah.
A lot of buses going into it lately. Anyway, that's that new story. I guess, update your Rails. It's a little bit hard to it's not hard to exploit, but it's a little bit
So I think in their security guideline, I used to be a Rails dev, and I think in their security guideline, they say that you're meant to explicitly put in that bit that you...
Yeah, like what you want to render it as, yeah. But the thing is, like, if they're not enforcing that as mandatory...
Yeah.
Right? Because they could just say you have to pass in a list of accepted formats, and that would have prevented this from ever happening.
So what's the fix?
Well, the real fix is to that's the curly bracket trick.
Yep.
Because kind of internally, the way it knows which extensions are valid is it kind of amalgamates them all into this very specific syntax that includes curly brackets. So it's really, it's just like, you know, it's an injection vulnerability. So the fix is just...
I've done deep dives into how Rails work. It seems weird,
but... Right? Like, why are they internally passing, like, accepted extensions as strings? It's just a weird situation. Yeah, that was easier red light.
Yeah.
Don't know who he was, but he broke the law. You know what you should do? You should have been using like ternary or something instead, just to confuse everyone.
I could change it to octal.
I mean, ternary is funnier because we're not really going to get up to 8, right? I picked ternary because then we would at least get up to it.
We probably will get up to 8. It's only halfway through.
Well, I'm sure. But then we'd only get up to F. What are you going to use for your... Oh, you're going to use that for octal?
Yeah, mate.
I don't like using that syntax.
How do you do it?
I just don't use octal. I never use octal. I use binary occasionally.
When would you use octal?
File permissions, right?
All right. If we use binary.
Yeah. I use 0b for binary, but I don't know why everyone else prefers.
We need to know.
You need to know what?
What we'll go up to.
We can just add more into the side. Why do we need to know what we'll go up to?
Like a 4-bit number?
Well, we don't know, but why does it matter?
Because
you
want to
make it aligned or what?
Yeah.
You don't need to make it aligned. Fuck it. Who cares?
I suppose I don't need that base now.
6. Gotcha.
That's right. 4 plus 2. Yeah.
Yeah, I checked it as well. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It was hard because I was doing 5 and then I had to add 1 and I was like, fuck, I should probably make sure.
Here you are, cutting edge binary number adding here on the bus vector. I wouldn't be surprised if someone's like, you fucked up. Pretty sure it's correct, but still.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, that bugs that CVE. Patch your Ruby is the bug, the workaround. Or if you like don't want to patch your Ruby yet, you can pass an explicit list of formats. I checked one Ruby code base that I happen to have checked out at the moment, like a client one, and wasn't exploitable in their code base.
Oh, yeah.
That was just because I was like, oh, I'm curious whether like this is a common Ruby pattern or something.
Oh, you're on that client.
No, don't worry.
Have
you
anyway.
Seen the thing on Twitter? All my best work is under NDA.
Yep.
That's how it feels sometimes. Oh, I found this amazing bug. Oh, I can't really talk about it though. Sorry. Maybe I can use that to get a pay rise. I find lots of good bugs, but I can never tell you about them. Sorry.
Oh yeah, there's one. Oh no, nah, there's a
nah,
lot
he's
of orange.
All good.
Have
Look
they changed
that.
Orange cycles?
I don't think so. We still saw one go through an orange.
Yeah.
Like at the end of it.
I suppose I'm also used to seeing the weird videos where it's like not quite real time.
Yeah.
Real
you
speed.
Fix that. I'm gonna implement a Mario.
There's
AI
so many bugs. There's so many bugs to fix.
I know. And I don't even care about fixing it, to be honest.
I don't even mind. Like occasionally people will complain that is this like 2 speed? And I'm like, oh, like it
wouldn't matter even if it was.
Well, like,
you could just
the,
respond
the
like,
honest answer
no.
is, it is not 2 speed.
Yeah, you can just respond,
it
no,
is
it's not.
As quick as the computer can process.
It's such a bad system, yeah. We need to fix that. We need to fix that.
Because I've noticed some extra slow, but then some are, like, close to normal time.
Someone should submit a pull request if they would like to. Anyway, we've got any other news.
GitHub, the bus factor /P11, I think it is.
Yeah, someone asked, how are we going with the machine?
Yeah, the machine.
So that's what we're just talking about. Its videos are not super relevant.
Well, I have an update on the machine in a couple of news stories.
Okay, well, do you want to take a news story about the machine?
Yeah, I can talk about the machine first.
What machine? Go ahead. I'm not looking
this
at the
machine, mate.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so we got this AI. It detects some things.
Yeah.
It's been reporting to Metlink for
It's been reporting
5 months.
To Metlink?
Kind of. Well,
we've used it to report to Metlink.
Yeah. How many do you think have been reported?
752.
That was just 2 weeks worth.
And 702 weeks worth.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Okay. 2 times. How long did you say? 4 months.
5 months.
So times that number by 5, and
the
then
first
by 2.
2 months was before we trained it.
True. And also the tree messes it up as well. I don't know. I'm going to say 3,000.
I think it's close to 3,000.
There we
but,
are. That's good.
The number's a bit skewed because I'm now like insisting that they... Well, anyway, out of those 3,000, guess how many complaints have been made in their system? Like how many tickets?
I'm going to say, out of those 3,000, I'm going to say 1. Out of every one you've made, there'd be at least 5. But I'm going to say, from just that one, like ones that the AI has found, I'm going to say 1 ticket in the system.
I think it might be a couple, but yeah.
Pretty
around,
close.
Yeah, around 1.
Rounding error. We'll round that down to 1.
My last one, which had 752, I think that's what you said.
Yep. I don't know if that was the exact number. I remember seeing a number
roughly about
like that.
Right. Yeah. I said, because I met with them in January and they wanted like highlights reel, and I was kind of like, well, I kind of already split it out into like dangerous and
just look at the like fives that. Or the ones or whatever you use.
So I explicitly say, they're like 8 dangerous in the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And 75 that enter on a red light.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
which
light
isn't exactly
been.
Dangerous, but it does make a good highlight reel.
Yeah.
It'd be such a better highlight reel, though, if it used the new camera and it was real time.
Yep. But anyway, from that, I was like, oh, what's that? 75 plus 8? That's
80 82. Something, yeah.
So I was like, I would like 82 text numbers from this email.
And they were like, fuck off.
And they took a couple of days and replied with one.
Yeah.
I've now got an email chain with basically all of their executive team and like their general manager and like a bunch of people. And I'm like, all I want is these 82.
All you want? No. That's a fucking lie. Because as soon as you have them, you're going to say, and here are my 82 OIA requests on each of these case numbers. Or you might send it in one email. But the point is that there's a lot of overhead for them. And that's not all you want. You want to see it actioned.
Well, I've done an OIA asking for action of what they've done over the last 5 months of me emailing, because so there's one ticket. I've done a few OIAs and I've seen two emails to two different operators.
Yeah, which operators? NZ Bus and someone else?
NZ Bus and Mana, I think it was.
Yeah.
About three specific incidents, just three.
Yeah.
Out of the 3,000. And I'm like, yeah, so you keep on saying you have this, like, strategic approach to dealing with my complaints.
So what's the strategy?
Can you explain a bit what the strategic approach is and, like, whether you've got metrics to say whether it's improved or not?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if you're trying to say, oh, we're trying to stop buses running red lights, it's kind of useful to be able to say, and it succeeded. Yeah.
And I've also asked how many times have you told the operators about any of these things? Because at the moment I still think it's two operators have been told about three specific incidents. Yeah. That's it, over 5 months.
I'm sure they, like, know. I'm sure it wouldn't be brought up in meetings or something. Like, yeah, hey, well, just so you guys know, people are literally watching you and you keep running red lights.
I've requested that, but, yeah. It's like, sure, I also, in the email that I was like, can you please file these 82, I was kind of like, I know this is a lot of work, but if you want this to be less work, try and reduce the number of buses that run red lights.
Yeah, that's cheeky, but valid.
It's cheeky. And oh, I should also mention that the staff reporter and NZTA guy is also CC'd on this. And the NZTA guy, he's taking this seriously.
I've heard that so many times, mate.
He sounds
Here's a question.
Serious.
In the 2 years you've been doing this kind of thing, what has changed?
We've got a machine to...
Yeah, no, but what I mean is often you say, oh, yeah, they're taking it seriously this time. They're taking it seriously this time. They're taking it seriously this time. If I went back and looked to the show for they're taking it seriously this time, how many do you reckon I'd get?
I think it... I'm pretty sure it is better. Maybe.
How are you measuring that?
I get sweet stats, mate. I love numbers.
But how are you measuring that?
I don't know.
Like, if Metlink was training an AI, Mario.
Anyway, so yeah, the machine is still going, and the machine don't seem to give a shit about the output of the machine.
Yeah.
Or just safety in general. Should I talk about more safety stories and numbers with them?
No, I'm going to do another bus story. All right. I mean, another InfoSec.
Go for tech.
Okay. What's next up there?
Oh, yeah. This was
Sorry about that. I'm quite sleepy. Moving house this week. This one's actually not super security relevant, but I did see someone mention it. OpenBSD has forked, supposedly like a month ago, maybe just a bit less, under a month. They forked rsync.
Yep.
How weird is that?
It is pretty weird.
They didn't give a reason for it. They just said they're doing it. So people just kind of speculated license issues. And so I was like, well, they write good code, right? OpenSSH, good code.
Yep.
You know what else they got? Libre SSL, not so good code, but complicated code base.
Yep.
Generally speaking, if something's like run by the OpenBSD project, I'm like, that's good. But then someone was like, yeah, sure, like Theo writes good C, but why not just use a memory safe language? And I was like, shit, that's a real good idea. You know, if your options are like, I trust one dude in the whole internet to write good C, or we could rewrite it in memory safe language. Like, yeah, I guess memory safe language makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, like, OpenBSD, everything still all goes through him, right? And same with Linux. Like, everything all goes through Linus.
Less so with Linux, but yes. But the other thing is, OpenBSD.
I think he still signs everything off.
Kernel commits. He does the merge, right? He does. He has given it to other people before, but generally speaking, he does the merge, is my understanding of it. But, like, it's a little bit different where Linux is a kernel, OpenBSD is a full system.
Yeah, that's a bus factor in itself.
Yes. Yeah, if he died, that would be, I don't know what would happen.
Nah, I think there's enough people that kind of know how it all works.
Well, sure, but look at Apple after Steve Jobs died. Gone on the fucking shitter, isn't it?
He dies as well.
Okay, now what?
It was already shit.
Nah, it's gotten worse though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it was already on a downhill trend.
Nah, mate. Oh, easy. Are they just taunting us now? I want to get like a zoomed in thing of the driver's face as he stares at us and is like, fuck you guys. You're right?
Yeah.
He's making it smaller for no reason.
I'm not.
You did.
What?
Yeah.
No, it went up to 8.
Yeah, but you seven added a eight. New line, which made the text smaller.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I entered, like, just think enter is...
He's real spacey today, folks. He's real spacey. He's on the
also,
trends.
Also, it only makes it smaller in this window, not in the actual...
Click OK. Oh my gosh, you're so right.
I'm quite often right.
Yeah, well, you also think XSS is a real bug, so...
Oh, where's the delete on this keyboard?
You know, have you ever used one of those things where delete either deletes the character in front of the cursor,
like
unless there's no character in front of the cursor, in which it deletes the one behind it.
Macs do that.
Do they?
Yeah, Macs just have, also their backspace, where the backspace is on the keyboard.
It's where the delete is, yeah. Delete.
But yeah, the delete is a funky thing. It's like, it will do what you want it to do.
Yeah, but if you know what it does, then it won't do that.
Yeah.
The B-Sides Canberra badges were, you could play Snake on them, but they only had left and right buttons. So if you're going upwards, left would go left and right would go right. But if you weren't, if you're going like...
Howdy, howdy.
Along, it would do different stuff. Hey, it hasn't showed up in the chat yet. I can't see who it was. Who was it?
Literally to the right of that.
Oh, okay. Howdy, Cynic. So it wasn't showing up before. Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay, what's another bus story then? Hit me with your best bus.
Another bus story. All right. You know how
Why
I'm a cyclist.
Hit me with your best bus.
So I'm a cyclist.
Are you?
I've also done some OIA.
It's unfortunate you'll die.
I actually got called an OIA soldier the other day. A good one.
Jesus, who called you that?
Our mate that has to catch a taxi to get home because an OIA soldier. Buses just don't work.
Yeah, he uses terms like that. It's a good one though, OIA soldier.
Yeah. It's just like out of the blue, I'm like.
To be fair, I do find you vexatious. But
no one else does, though. No one officially
Fuck off,
does.
They don't. Yeah, I'm sure someone
they
does.
Can, they
Didn't
can
they call you mentally
it?
Unhinged ones?
Well, no, they screwed loose or something. But that was just a...
That's pretty close. It's almost the same
metaphor.
That was
just like a project manager of the dev team or something, and they
so it's only a few people who think you're fucking mentally unhinged.
I could probably... Ask that specific person.
The point is, I'm pretty sure some people find you vexatious. But anyway, Karen, you're a cyclist. You're a cyclist.
Anyway, I'm a cyclist. So
and an OIA warrior.
Soldier. I've done some OIA requests for...
Understatement,
but
yes.
Bike bus workshop, which I think I've talked about.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that in the show a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, so they try and run 4 of these a year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where cyclists get to sit in the driver's seat and...
Carry on.
Bus drivers get to jump on cycles, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
and basically to see what's hard for a bus driver and what's hard for a cyclist. So hopefully, so
a little
both
bit more
parties,
empathy.
Yeah,
kind of thing,
hopefully
yeah.
both parties will kind of understand how it all works.
Yeah.
So they try and run about 4 of these a year. Mm-hmm. In 2018, so last year, they ran 2.
Yeah, okay, well, that's not 4, but it's better than 0.
19 people on, like, 19 bus drivers drained.
Wow, that's good.
The entire year.
Yeah, that's good.
So I recently got response to another OIA I did, which was, how many complaints do you have in your system for all of last year that involve a cyclist? And how many of those were serious?
Yeah.
And of those, like, how many were, like, injury or, like, whatever? Yeah. There were 258 complaints involving cyclists.
Yeah, more than 19.
Yeah, more than 19. 22 of them were serious, like people got injured and shit or close call.
Still more than 19.
Still more than 19.
Though, could have potentially been the same bus driver over and over again.
Could potentially be. So I've requested some more additional information, like whether those 22 people have been on the course before or after, or are planning on going on that course.
Yeah.
And also policies on how they decide who goes on the course. But so I asked what dates they have upcoming, because they're trying to plan for a year, right?
Yeah.
Their next one is planned for sometime in July, roughly. They don't have dates yet.
Yeah. That's going to be tough to get four in.
That's it for the year.
Yeah.
That's
I thought he was going to.
All they have planned for this year is just one in July.
Yeah.
They're like kind of like, oh, yeah, we're thinking of doing another one for Transurban. Transurban being the main operator in the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They probably should be doing it. NS Heresy says that no one thought we were unhinged during the project making the AI. Me or you. But that's because you were fucking not at half the meetings, weren't you? Oh. You had a wedding, and a honeymoon.
One of the kids.
One of the students, not the kids.
Yeah, one of the kids, yeah. Yeah, I went on a holiday, mate.
You were on a honeymoon. You were off rampaging around Europe.
Yeah.
Not a good enough excuse.
I now do most of the effort for the AI.
So you fucking should.
You do, like, literally nothing.
I get moral support. When I see you working, I'm like, that's shitty. Don't
I
do that.
I wrote up instructions
Stop
on
making
how to start
bugs.
It.
And
then
I
you
did
just
it.
Rubbed out the
instructions. I did it, though. I started at that time.
You did it once and then rubbed it out.
We needed more room on the whiteboard.
Yeah, fair enough.
Look how big you write. We definitely need it.
But yeah.
Hey, okay. we've got another bus story. Wait, what's the time? 17:42. Okay.
Yeah. We got
well,
time.
You have a seconds indicator.
Yeah, mate.
But it doesn't count seconds.
It goes every five.
Interesting. That's very misleading. You have a seconds indicator that doesn't actually count seconds. It counts Pfizer seconds. So the last one we had written up.
Sixes. It, like, just, it
updates every 5 seconds, but sometimes that could be, yeah, okay. That's even worse. Somehow it's even worse. So it saves your precious CPU cycles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So Liam alluded to this earlier. Facebook, this one's, I don't know. Facebook are alerting people about passwords potentially being viewed. So the issue, I didn't see the technical details of how this happened. They were logging clear text passwords.
Yep.
So Twitter had this problem 6 months ago?
Yeah,
a year
I believe
ago?
It.
Yeah, something like that.
9, I think.
Okay.
It was before the bus debacle, and it was before I went away.
Gotcha, okay, yeah. So I was like, how the fuck are you remembering 9 out of the blue like this?
Yeah.
But yes, so the issue that multiple people have is, you know, someone logs in, and somewhere you have logging. You have a lot of logging. You can log things like how often people are logging in. Well, if part of that log includes like,
oh my God, this is two.
But, oh, fucking what? We haven't had one like that for ages. Fuck! Oh my God, dude, fucking shit! Damn! People were waiting to cross as well.
Mate, we've hit 10. Now it looks weird. Oh. Should we do a decimal underneath that?
If you want to. But how are people going to be able to tell the difference between decimal and 1,010 buses? Oh, that's not quite right. Oh, sure. Okay, I gotcha. But now they might think there was... Like, that last number could actually be hexadecimal, couldn't it?
That last one, 0B at the start.
Yeah, it could be 0B as part of hexadecimal.
Oh, my God, no. No, hex has to have 0x in pretty much every language I've ever used.
Well, we're just talking about real life, not any language.
Yeah, I might pull that out and make
that, that's a good one to pull out, actually.
Real time,
like, there's
update.
No way.
And we've got fucking high quality footage.
High definition footage. It's going to be amazing. Send that one and ask for 2 separate case numbers, or maybe just one.
No, I'll ask for 2. Actually, no, I think I'll only ask for one because
bad.
The first one wasn't full read.
Yeah, yeah. But that second one, there's no
the
way.
The second one I would class as both 1 and 2. Dangerous because of the following distance and.
Follow distance, yeah. Follow distance was crazy low on this.
Like, I saw him here, and he was already hooning from it. And we're quite a distance away from the light.
Yeah.
It might look real close on the camera, but we're actually a decent distance away.
I just went through red light as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot of cars this episode.
Yeah.
Our reporter on the
street. You're not even allowed to go that way.
Yeah. our reporter on the street last week, she was like, oh, like, do you, like, how many cars go through? Like,
on the wrong way?
Just red light.
Oh, like, more than buses.
Yeah, there are a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, we can count them, but who do we report them to?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the point? Like,
the cops don't give a shit about buses running red lights, and I would, to be honest, care about them caring about that rather than
exactly.
cars.
Yeah. You don't want to be vexatious about it. Yeah. You don't want to be a dick. Ooh,
you should read my 3-page email that I just sent to the Independent Police.
You can forward it to me if you want, but honestly, I don't think I'll read it. Then again, I've got no internet at home at the moment, so fucking maybe I will.
I got my sister to proof it, and she was like, 3 pages, and then she read it, and she was like, actually, no, I agree.
Yeah, but you're gonna, I don't know. Anyway, Facebook was logging passwords, so you might get a little note being like, hey, you need a... they're not forcing users to change their passwords, and as far as we know, this hasn't been leaked anywhere publicly, so... It's like, if someone had undetectable access to Facebook's infrastructure for many years and was able to look into their login that they didn't even know they had, they could have pulled out clear text passwords.
Yeah.
But still, good practice, isn't it? I like that they're reporting it anyway. Though I do worry about security fatigue. You know security fatigue?
Mm.
I worry about that a little bit. Like. So.
Anyway, talking about like reporting systems.
Okay.
So Metlink have this reporting system called Resolve.
Yeah.
Which...
Is it a public one? Like, is that a third... Like, can we get Resolve?
It's designed by Intergen, I think.
Okay, so it's New Zealand's...
We can't see it. I've got a URL for it, but, like, no threads for it.
You've got a URL for it?
Yeah, mate.
We got our new weekend project.
Nah, that would be unethical.
Yes. But would it be funny?
But so the system's called Resolve. So one would imagine that a system called Resolve would track resolutions, right?
No. I'm going to say no. I do see where you're coming from, but honestly, with a name like Resolve, it just makes me think that thing is a piece of shit.
So,
it needs a hip name. Like, if something's got a name like Hyperbeer. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I want to use Hyperbeer. Hyperbeer is going to be great software. I don't know what Hyperbeer does, but whatever it is, it's going to be fucking great.
Yeah.
If it was like GoDisk or something, I'd be like, GoDisk? Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm going to use GoDisk.
Yeah.
It's just going to be great. Someone's like, do you want to use Resolve? Or like Jira? Or what's the fucking Yammer? Do you want to use Yammer? They're all names. I'm like, no, thank you.
Anyway, so a couple months ago, I requested like a number of serious cases for all of last year, broken down my month. And one month, I think November, had 97 serious.
Was that when did Buspocalypse happen?
July.
July or September. Wow, okay, so it's quite a way away.
So then I was like, okay, can for all of these 97, can I get the title of them?
You really like dragging out these one by one, don't you?
I don't want to ask for... My end goal was to see an actual serious case or a selection of serious cases showing the whole process from start to finish to see what they've done.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say, hey, can I get it for the entire year? Because they'll be like, no.
Gotcha. So you want a title so you could pick out like the juicy ones?
Yeah.
Oh, turns out, isn't it like if anything involving a child is a serious incident?
Yeah. One of those cycling series was just a child riding a bike. I kind of want to get the case for that, but too late.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I narrowed it down to that. They don't have title in the system. They've only got description, but they didn't give that to me because I didn't ask for title. I didn't ask for description, just title.
Bit of a dick move, but okay.
But they gave me the code and subcode, some of which were like safety and driving and passengers stuck in door and...
There was a code for passenger stuck in door?
Yes.
How often does that happen?
Recently, often in that 1 month.
Wow, okay.
So anyway, from that I got basically one of each of the dangerous ones for each of the operators.
Yeah, for each operator, okay.
Yeah, and then requested the full case file for the purpose of seeing what Metlink and the bus operators have done.
Yeah.
And I got the full case file because that's what I asked for. And that's all I got. And the full case file just has the initial complaint.
Which you already had.
Oh, I didn't have that. That was the description.
Sure.
Which I didn't have.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. You didn't get the description.
Because I asked for the title.
Yeah,
and
not the description.
Have a title.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw some ombudsman advice saying they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I'm just finding it a bit frustrating. So now I've got, like, 11 serious cases where examples of which are people getting trapped in train doors and the train keeps driving, buses crashing into poles, windows breaking and smashing on passengers, and buses keep driving.
Yeah.
And, like, cyclists getting hit, children getting hit. Like, fucking examples like this. And I'm like, cool. Can I get, like, the outcomes of this or see proof that you have actually told your operator at all any of this?
Yeah, like, what's actually happened after this incident was reported?
And that wasn't part of the original request, so I now have to wait another month to get the outcomes of that. I'm like, wow. But I requested it under urgency because I'm meeting with the general manager in, like,
can he just give it to
weeks.
You?
Oh, potentially, but they won't.
Yeah, no, I know that one.
They'll wait until after. Oh, thinking of this. So with the cyclist one, I asked for the operators involved.
Yeah.
So there was one serious case that involved a cyclist getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
And the operator involved was the Greater Wellington complaints team.
What?
Just the Greater Wellington complaints team.
But did they fucking find a cyclist and beat him up? They're like, oh, wait, stop making so many fucking complaints.
Nah, so they head up the top instead of operator, they head operator/team.
Okay.
And I'm like, I replied, I think I actually need to chase it up because that's now overdue. Because I'm like, I actually asked for operator, not operator/team. Can you give me a bit of description on, like, how the complaints team is causing injuries to cyclists?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and that one, it's like, yeah, you didn't ask for that. They're probably going to come back with, like, well, you're actually looking for the team in the description, so we can't give you that. You know what I mean? Like, they'll come back.
Oh, like, they're being so pedantic now.
They seem real petty about it, right?
I think that was my phone.
It was mine, but it's okay. All right.
Yeah, like, super pedantic. And I'm just like, oh, are you fucking for real? Because, like, I now have fucking cases that show that they basically hit and run and have... Say you're a passenger on a bus.
Okay.
Bus smashes into something. You now have broken glass all over you as a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
Bus continues driving as if nothing happened. What would you, like, say?
Stop the bus.
What if he doesn't stop? We don't know if he did stop.
Stop, like, the bus.
I'd
yell it. And other people did the thing with stop. Oh, anybody would go, no.
Oh, there was one where an old lady was literally caught in the bus door and was getting, like, started to drag along until bus driver didn't notice until all the passengers
went, whoa! That's what they did.
Oh, no. It was all the people on the ... That was it. I'm like, you don't even have fucking complete description. So I was like, on the what? I'm assuming bus. What were they doing? What did they do to make the bus driver aware of the situation? Did they do, like, the Macarena or something? Like,
you'd better not have said that.
I did.
Fucking
well,
Jesus.
Like, have complete fucking descriptions.
Sure, but, like, I don't think you need to be...
They're already being picky about, oh, I didn't ask for the outcomes.
Do two wrongs make a right, Hugh?
Yes. Nah, they don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
How
would your father feel about this?
He would probably back me up.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, I don't have outcomes of that, but in a month I will let you know.
Yeah.
What other bus news?
That's it.
Quickly.
That's all the InfoSec news I had anyway.
Yeah, so external to Wellington. So mm-hmm. China's got a fully electric fleet or something.
Yeah, I did see some stuff about that.
Crazy good performance. So, you know Teslas, how they're, like, quite good for the environment?
I see what you're saying.
So
I'm not 100%
sure. The article
sure.
was basically, like, Tesla use in some place, or it might be one Tesla, saves 15 barrels of oil per year, maybe.
Hmm.
And the electric buses save 500 barrels. Yeah, so I think it's one Tesla versus one
gotcha.
Bus.
But that's because it's buses are bigger than cars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth converting your buses to electric, right, Wellington? You
next
dumb
story,
motherfuckers.
Italian job. Do you want to hear about this?
The movie?
It is a...
Oh, the ATM?
Nah, it's not the ATM, mate.
Sorry, do you want me to move slightly?
This one. Yeah, so...
Italian bus driver abducts school children, sets bus ablaze. With the children inside?
Yes, children and their minders. Mate, don't scroll like that.
What?
Move your mouse into the window and scroll like a normal person.
He's got the focus thing where it like it does it based on what you're hovering over. 51 children, damn. But no one died, right?
And then move it back to the top corner. Yeah, no one died. They saved them all.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
But yeah, Italian job. Yeah, fucking crazy guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was also like a pedophile and shit. And like people were questioning why he was like allowed to be riding school buses.
Well, there's the other thing. If you're a pedophile, why would you burn the children? I'm not going to be like, oh, I love hot chicks. I'm going to murder them. Right? Isn't that counterintuitive?
Oh, he might have two fetishes.
Like pedophilia and also burning things?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Some people are... crazy.
I guess so.
You didn't put it in the top right corner.
You said put it in the corner.
Top right corner.
No, you said put it in the top corner.
We've got audio recording.
We do. You know what? I heard you say put it in the top corner.
Top right corner.
No, you didn't say right.
Anyway, ATM.
Yeah.
This was the next one. So in New York, I believe this was.
New York.
Some, you know those like portable ATMs? Like
yeah, as if you're in Australia as well.
Yeah.
Don't really see them here often.
So some guy like... picked up one of them and like started like walking it and like went up to a bus and like tried to get on a bus with one of these.
And I guess
the bus driver was like, hell no. And he's like, no, I'll split it with you.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the bus was like, fuck no, closed the door and drove up. He like fucking ran the guy over. It was kind of
he
funny.
Ran the guy over?
Nearly.
Okay.
Like, because the guy was like standing next to the bus and like the wheel was like quite close. But,
gotcha. That's just a fucked up situation.
I was like, damn. The guy was a comedian and he was doing it for a like joke and someone was filming it. And
Did he own the ATM?
I don't know. Kay. Might have like
Okay, that makes more sense because it's pretty weird to like steal an ATM. But
And the last thing we have was
because I'm fucking sleepy.
There are a bunch of letters to the editors about buses, which I haven't read through
them all. Your spirit animal, Hugh. Maybe, your spirit animal.
Maybe I'll like read
They're
through
all them. Helping you with your complaints. But you're the soldier on the front line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I asked that guy, oh, what was your favorite one? And he's like, you've got a good range. Because I do have a good range. I focus on cycling. I focus on red lights. I focus on performance. I focus on like serious fucking injuries that I just have no idea what
it's the
outcome is.
It's boring shit though, isn't it?
Oh, I guess.
If I do an OIA, I want it to be like a national fucking scandal. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to do an OIA that results in multiple news articles being written.
I've got one.
No.
I've
no,
got
you
one
don't.
In the, a national newspaper.
You know what caused that article to be written?
My
it was the bus
OIA.
Changeover. No.
It was my fucking OIA.
And even then, it was one. So if I write one, I want it to be like the kiosk scandal.
I reckon it wasn't due to the bus changeover because I was complaining about red lights before the bus changeover.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have written the article if the bus changeover hadn't happened. It's all about what's in the public's perception. Yeah, but no, I want it to be like the kiosk scandal.
I reckon it wasn't in the paper because it was only in the paper because she was born.
Make
there.
Up your
because of that.
Make up your mind.
She wouldn't have
the,
written it.
The
if
point
she
is,
she wasn't born.
The point is, I want it to be like the kiosk scandal. I don't want none of this like shitty little article that barely mentions the bus factor. If it hadn't mentioned the bus factor, I'd be more lenient. But I didn't.
It had a gif on the online version.
The online version had a gif. It was a bad gif though.
Do you want to read? Oh no, right. Do you want to?
Yeah, Hugh bought multiple copies of the newspaper that mentions... It doesn't even mention us. It doesn't mention anything.
But we know it's about us.
We know. We do know. Yeah, it's good. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't really fact-checked as well.
Yeah. Is there anything else we want to talk about today?
Nah, that's all.
What's happening next week?
Next week, I may not be here because I'm going up to Auckland and back for a client.
Client. Okay. I'll try and find someone to do it, I guess. Yeah.
Well, the guy we were talking about before.
Yeah, he might, yeah.
He might be king because he was going to be last week.
Yeah. The mystery man.
Yeah, someone mysterious.
The mystery comrade.
All right, anyway.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see you next week. We had 10 buses. That's a lot.
Yeah, and, got 0 A buses.
the year next
time.
Oh,
yeah, and I should report that fucking doubler.
Yeah, report the double boy.
Libus Vector. Oh yeah.